This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will travel to Surfside, Florida on Thursday to visit with the families of victims of the collapsed Miami-area condominium tower. Biden has offered federal help and extended his concerns to the community as people grieve their lost loved ones and wait anxiously as search and rescue efforts continue. As he said in one tweet, slow work of sifting through the remnants of the collapsed building stretched into a sixth day on Tuesday. Two additional bodies were found Monday, raising the count of confirmed dead to 12. That leaves 150 people still unaccounted for in the community of Surfside. No one has been found alive since hours after the collapse last Thursday. Israel's foreign minister kicked off the highest-level visit by an Israeli official to the United Arab Emirates Tuesday, 9 months after the two countries established relations in a deal brokered by the United States. Foreign Minister Yair Lapid met the UAE's foreign minister in Abu Dhabi and inaugurated Israel's first embassy in the Gulf. Although the visit is historic, it received little fanfare across local media. The spokesman for the fighters retaking parts of Ethiopia's Tigray region says that they will pursue soldiers from neighboring Eritrea back into their country and chase Ethiopian soldiers to Addis Ababa what it takes to weaken their military prowess. The spokesperson tells the Associated Press that they'll stop at nothing to liberate every inch of the Tigray region of 6 million people. Nearly 8 months after fighting erupted between the Tigray forces and Ethiopian soldiers backed by Eritrea, he rejects a unilateral ceasefire Ethiopia declared on Monday. This is VOA News.